What can I say?
Oh, jeez.
I don't get it. Okay. There wasn't anything there. I was there's, just saying
I was thinking cartilage. You punch a shark in the nose. That's how you deter a shark.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Okay. Well, you laugh now, but when you get attacked by a shark in 20 years, is that me testing? Yes. You'll die. Yes.
No. Hello and welcome to
I knew it.
Wait, are we rolling for real?
Yep.
Oh. I knew we were.
He snuck that one up on us. He gave me this
look, and I was like, oh, no.
He gave me a look. I was like, I don't get what you're signaling.
You guys made it very smooth. So thank you so much for not drawing any attention to the fact that I was trying to ease us into the podcast.
That's what you get for trying to get the jump on us.
That's what you get for expecting things of us.
Yeah, we are very rough around the edges. Things are not going smoothly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm James.
I'm Michael.
I'm Steven.
He's Steuben.
And collectively, we are From Under a Rock, a podcast where we watch movies picked by one of us to the others who should have seen it by now.
I'm looking at you, Steuben.
He's looking at you, kid.
Everybody seen Casablanca?
Steven, you get three points.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I have not.
Ooh. Really? Oh.
Do I have that?
I have.
Should.
How many points did you award him?
Three.
Tres.
Wait, who hasn't seen Casablanca?
Me.
That was Michael.
Crazy. Yeah.
Really?
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Without seeing Casablanca.
You're implying I went to class.
Well, yeah, everybody knows he never went to class.
How dare you imply that he went to class?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Michael.
So rude of you, Steve.
I didn't mean to offend.
I went to class like 1 year of my...
Four.
Five. There's a reason there were five.
You mean you went to class entirely one of those years, or over the course of 5 years you went to 1 year's worth of classes?
I would say that's probably... the latter.
In my fifth year, I attended class a lot more than I did the previous four because I was like, okay, I should probably graduate soon.
You know, I would kind of hope it was the latter because that means, you know, the former would be you just spent 4 years sitting in your dorm room and not going to class at all, which would be worse than going to a few classes each year, you know. But never mind.
No, you just described my college experience.
Oh, okay. I never got why people skipped class. To me, that was just money down the drain.
I did it all the time.
No, I don't get it.
My
parents didn't either.
I did it every now and then.
Usually it was because of how early a lot of my classes were.
Yeah.
Usually it's because I had to walk for in excess of 30 minutes to get to my classes.
Are you talking about when you lived at the Castilian?
Well, I'm.
Oh no, your apartment was farther. Star, yeah, that's a long walk just to campus in general.
I had an 8 a.m. German class Monday through Thursday. That was all the way on the opposite side of campus.
Wow.
And it was in the winter, so it was.
Oh geez.
You know, less than. It was around 20 degrees or something, and I'm walking for at least 30 minutes to get to class at 8 a.m. every morning.
Jeez.
I don't know how I did that, honestly.
I rarely had to go to that side.
I still have no
campus.
Idea how I did that.
Yeah, my main reason when I would skip was before I had really started my film classes. I was, like, just not feeling school, and then I started going to film classes once I was, like, involved with that. And then I was also sick for three semesters with Crohn's disease, not to bum anyone out. But
not bumming me out, it's just grossing me out.
Bummed out? I'm sorry.
That was pretty good. So actually, yeah, Ryan texted me like a few months ago and he was like, hey, what's that name of that disease that you have? Yeah. And I was like, it's Crohn's disease. And then like 10 minutes later, I get a text from him and he's like, my sister says that's gross.
Yes, I remember that. You told me that, Michael.
So my sister is a doctor and she was describing in detail what Crohn's disease is. That's all I was trying to say.
Uh-huh.
And I just...
You summed it all up in that one
word.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm a master of summarization.
Uh-huh.
If I'm anything, I'm a master of summarization. Anyone can say this about me.
So how's everyone doing?
Thank you, James.
How are you doing, James?
I'm wonderful. I'm okay. I've just, you know, work and stuff. But this last Sunday, actually, I got to do something fun and get paid for it, which was pretty sweet. I got
Was it the doodles?
It was the doodles. Thank you for remembering.
You got to doodles for money.
Yeah,
doodles McAnally.
I actually
messed up. Sorry.
No. You can totally call me, by the way. Doodles
McAnally.
Doodles McAnally.
See how I messed up? I wrote that in the description based on a vague memory of what happened in the podcast. But what we actually said in the podcast, as I realized later, was James McDoodles, I think.
McDoodles? I'll take that.
Yeah.
I think McDoodles.
But then I changed it to
better.
Doodles McAnally. No, wait.
I called him Doodles McAnally.
That was it. And then I changed it to James McDoodles.
Both good.
Is it Doodles McAnally or is it Doodles? You're the tiebreaker, I'd say.
I just think McDoodles.
Is good.
Is a goofier word.
Oh my god! Actually, you know what?
Doodles
that's
McDoodles.
Gonna be my new. That's gonna be my new online persona. Is McDoodles?
But like,
write a scathing movie review, but no one can take it seriously because it's by McDoodles.
So this doesn't matter to anyone listening, but I write everyone's names wrong in the tracks for the GarageBand file, and I'm changing James's from Jooms to McDoodles after
I think
this.
That's
yes.
Yeah. Jooms is too similar to Steuben.
Michael is Mukel. Steven is Steuben, of course. And then I'm Rian.
Rian.
R-I-apostrophe-A-N.
I feel like we'll get there. We'll get something for me that more than... What was it? Mukel?
Mukel.
But this Sunday I did that. I did the doodles and it was actually pretty sweet except for the fact that we started like 4 hours late. So I was just kind of like, it was a very slow sort of unorganized start, but the end result hopefully will look cool. I just got the text yesterday that the edit was done. It was basically like I was on camera drawing, with sort of a stationary rig over me so that you can see it in fast motion when we speed it up to correspond with the audio file that we're using.
I know exactly what you did.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And it was basically like a love story sort of thing about how this couple met that they're going to play at their wedding. So hopefully they like it. It was long and arduous and surprisingly exhausting, but I had a blast. And I'm not sure if I showed you guys pictures, but there's the aftermath. Because like after every page, I would just throw it on the ground. And the aftermath is crazy. Just like you can't even see the ground. There's so many pages that have just been thrown away. So it's pretty cool, actually.
That is super cute, James.
How many dragons did you draw into their love story?
Not nearly enough.
That's always the correct answer.
If we get another couple to do it, dragons. Then dragons. That'll be the last frame, is them riding off into the sunset with a dragon. But that's all I've been up to.
That's really cool, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about you, Steven?
I am awesome. I got to, last Thursday, I got to go to a premiere party for a new cartoon we launched at work. And it was, the invitation said, all right, come to the comedy living room at such and such address. I drive over there expecting to go to this comedy club, and it's a neighborhood. And I was like, this is weird. And it's this house. But it turns out this house is an actual comedy club. Four people live in it, but like Aziz Ansari and all these huge comedians perform there. It's amazing.
Where is this?
This is down in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But the more important thing, and James, you'll remember this.
Okay.
We got to go see Bon Jovi. And it was epic.
It was pretty sweet. The seats that you got were fantastic.
Yeah, just if so you can visualize the seats. We are like centered with the stage. right above floor level, the back of that section right above floor level. So like our back is to a wall, so we like had no one behind us, and we had like this perfect view of the stage, mm-hmm. and everybody was like getting really into everything, as you do.
Us mostly.
But like in general, I think more than the other concerts I've been to,
especially towards the end,
everybody was way into the music. And I don't know if you noticed this during Living on a Prayer, mm-hmm. but the handicap section was right above us, mm-hmm. on the top of that wall. There was a blind guy up there. I looked up during Living on a Prayer, and he had his walking stick, and he was just going like waving it right in the air.
I did not see that, but that sounds awesome.
Pumping it towards the stage. I really wanted to like jump up and tap it and see if he would freak out and think that there was someone sitting in front of him.
Oh, that would be kind of mean.
That would. I really thought about it.
But you thought about it.
It was great.
It was a great concert, actually. When he did Start Me Up, the cover of Start Me Up, I was like, is he playing what I think he's playing?
He also did Shout. Yeah, that was great. Fun times. Fun times with Bon Jovi.
Tears for Fears?
No, like, you know you make me want to shout. Oh, okay. Throw my hands up and shout. He always like teases that song in a concert, but he doesn't always sing it every time. He always goes, wait a minute.
Okay, yeah, I did see him when you took me to see him.
Yeah, and I was like,
I saw that song before.
And I was like, Ryan, he did do that?
Yeah,
did he do that?
He totally did.
I don't remember that.
For like, a second, I thought you were talking about, I really want to see Bon Jovi do a Tears for Fears cover now.
Shout.
Let it all out. Let it all out.
That'd be really weird.
That'd actually be sweet.
Yeah.
Michael, what about you? What's going on?
I've just been working. That's it.
Ryan, how have you been?
I have likewise just been working. Michael and I went to see Gravity last week, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Have you guys seen it yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It quickly jumped to the top of my favorite movies list of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely edging out Pacific Rim, I think.
They're hard to compare. One is a ton of fun, and one is just gripping.
Well, they're both fun, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like, Pacific Rim was just like every juvenile fantasy I think I've ever had bundled into one movie. Mm-hmm. And Gravity was just like the movie I didn't know that I wanted to see at first because I, cause like when I first saw the trailer of it, I kind of laughed a little bit. I was like, what is it? Just going to be Sandra Bullock and George Clooney floating in space for 2 hours. But then it turned out to be an incredible experience.
It's really an adventure movie.
And as soon as I found out that, Alfonso Cuarón, Cuarón was directing it. I love Children of Men, one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
And I haven't seen
so
it.
I was really?
Me neither.
All right, Casablanca and Children of Men, double feature, guys.
That's got to be one for sure.
But yeah, those long, like the first shot of the movie is like 17 minutes long or something. It's stupid.
I feel like...
I'm sorry, do you say my name?
It's almost.
Stupid. I feel like... Oh, bump the mic, sorry. You know, I don't think it was quite as impressive as the long shots in Children of Men, though, just because the set was completely computer generated in Gravity. And so they basically just, you know, they took random clips of these actors talking and spliced them in as, you know, they were free to move the camera around and cover stuff up the whole time, too.
True, so. But technically speaking, like...
to say it wasn't impressive.
No, for sure. But I'm just saying that, like, they had... Most of the time, they had the actors actually suspended in some way, too. And it may have been computer-generated, which you can get away with a lot on that. But, I mean, I think that it's still more complicated to record something like that. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand what you mean with the Children of Men stuff.
So I should say that Gravity was my favorite movie of the year. Unfortunately, one of our sponsors gave me a special screening of their upcoming film, and it just blew Gravity right out of the water.
Really?
I have to say, yeah.
Wow.
So, it's going to be on Lifetime on October 5th, I believe.
October 5th?
Sorry, November 5th.
Okay.
I
feel like, wow, we're really bad at advertising.
At 8/7 Central. It is Jerry Bennett and his Neon Cotton Gin is the name of the film. It's the almost true story of a brave slave back in the 1840s who he was not only standing up against the tenets of slavery, but of the tenets of heterosexualism.
Huh.
He was fighting the war on two fronts at the same time. It's really a fantastic, almost real story.
A historical fiction?
That probably might have happened.
Is it a historical fiction?
Exactly.
Or is it, okay.
No, it's not even fiction. It's just, you know, it's almost true. It's going to be on Lifetime, November 5th, Jerry Bennett and his Neon Cotton Gin. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's the gravity of Lifetime movies.
Wow. Thank you for your sponsorship.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad I got to see it before everybody else too.
Yeah, I'm tuning in November 5th.
Yep. But in the meantime, we are left with my pick for this week called Slither.
Slither.
Save it for the challenge, guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Starring one Mr. Nathan Fillion and this Elizabeth Banks, I teased on the podcast previously. If it's okay with you guys, I'm just going to start out with my thoughts.
Go for it.
I saw this movie firstly. I'm just going to power right on through despite Michael's dissension over across the table.
He doesn't seem to agree, but I'm going to allow it.
I saw this movie at least 4 years ago, I want to say, when I first got to college. And I really enjoyed it greatly, which is why I'm really curious to hear what you guys think. My second time watching it, I was a little less enthralled, I have to say. It was, you know, they still have the, definitely have the gore factor. It's pretty disgusting film. Mm. I think especially the kind of the standout scene of the movie for me was when they go into the barn and the bloated blob of a woman says, "I'm so effing hungry," you know. It was, that was the scene that I remembered most from watching it 4 years ago. I honestly didn't remember too much other than that, other than, oh, Nathan Fillion's in it, so he must have been awesome, because I just love him so much.
Who doesn't? Communists.
I was about to say commies.
So yeah, I want to turn it over to you guys before I go any further into it. So who wants to start us off?
I forget. All of us haven't seen it?
Yeah, none of you had seen it before.
Okay.
Except me.
Who wants to go first?
I'll talk about it.
Go for it.
Yeah, I was expecting to like it more than I did, because I like the people that are cast in it. And I liked a lot of the moments it had, but I feel it was a case of, like, the parts were better than the whole. The gore wasn't as fun as I wanted it to be. It was gross out, but it was like, I don't know, for some reason I was expecting gory fun like in Planet Terror, where
So yeah. One thing I thought was funny is the scene at the very end, kind of the climactic fight scene with his name Hank? No, Grant.
Grant, yeah.
So you got Breaking Bad on my mind now, because you kept saying he looked like Heisenberg.
Yeah. Hey, Gomi. Hey, Gomi.
What was I even saying? So the climactic fight scene, Elizabeth Banks walks into the living room, and there's this monstrous, gross pustule of a person, you know, with people growing inside of him, and it's tentacles flailing all around, and it's absolutely the most disgusting thing ever. And you guys are all just like sitting there like, all right. And then I think it was when Elizabeth Banks gets whacked across the face, you guys are like,
really? I don't remember that.
It might not have been that, but there was some other part like shortly after that where you guys freaked out like, ew, that's gross. So I'm like, what is wrong with you guys?
Oh, it was probably when Nathan Fillion pulls out the tentacle.
Yeah.
Totally was it. And yeah, the like a little bit of pus dribbles out and you guys are like, ew.
Yeah, but that
like,
looked painful.
Yeah.
I mean, so does turning into a giant tentacle.
Yeah, but I couldn't, like, you couldn't relate Fillion to like being stabbed as opposed to turning into a giant tentacled freak.
Yeah, I've never experienced that feeling but like maybe once or twice in my life, and it was when I was really young. So,
which one, stabbed or tentacle freak?
It was when he was really young. Freak.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born with 9 legs, but yeah,
seems okay. like a disadvantage now to have 2.
Yeah, I know. That actually reminds me of one of my favorite Simpsons lines from one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes where Homer, like Marge is impregnated by one of the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer's like, oh, look, Marge Maggie lost her baby legs. One of my favorite lines in the Simpsons history. So,
do you have any more thoughts on Slither, Michael?
On what?
On Slither?
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just overall kind of disappointed. I was hoping for like an A comedy and
mm-hmm.
or sorry, A horror film. And it had a lot of.
I mean, it was a horror comedy.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't as fun as I expected, and so like as a horror film, it didn't deliver like super scary to me. I'm not gonna have mm-hmm. trouble sleeping tonight. And I wasn't like busting up laughing, so it was just kind of middling to me.
I'll go next because sure. I disagree on a couple points. I wasn't expecting a comedy. I'm not sure why you were, but I was like, okay, I just wanted to see these people deal with the problem. And for me, a horror movie, I wouldn't quite call it a horror movie. It's not quite in that genre. It's more science fiction to me because it has to deal with aliens and stuff. And it dips into horror, definitely, because it's a monster mm-hmm. movie at the end of the day. But you just because it's not scaring you the entire time doesn't mean that it's failing as a movie, because I don't think that's what it was going for. It wasn't going for like, let's scare the audience. It's going for, let's show them how these simple people can mm-hmm. deal with this alien problem. And it was a really interesting problem because they were kind of like a hive mind, this alien. So you're dealing with everyone all at once. And there's a great moment where one of the infected people says, like, on the phone, hey, wait till you get a load of this or something, and then you get hit mm. by a truck, and you realize it's all this one coordinated attack because it's all one giant hive mind. And I was like, oh, how are they going to deal with that? But right. I don't know. I liked it actually a lot. I much preferred it to last week's movie because I was able to – I had a lot of moments last week where I was, like, brought out of the movie, and my suspension of disbelief was broken, but this one, like, it set up its rules and it's played by those rules the entire time, and everything seemed kind of realistic, like in the world that it set up. Like, okay, I get that this alien is like growing, and they set up like it does this to every planet, and it just becomes this gigantic blob, and then moves on to the next thing, and then I get the methods that it does that. It infects people. It's very used technique of like, okay, you got the little parasites, it's kind of like Alien, you got the little face huggers almost, but these are like face mixed with Independence Day,
and as everything should be.
Yes. Oh, great movie. When's 4th of July coming? We've all seen that movie.
Yeah, but we can still celebrate the 4th of July. Come on. What are you, un-American?
I'm pretty sure I watched that movie twice this past 4th of July.
So yeah, no, we watched
on the same
it
day?
One.
On the same day?
No, like 2 days in a row, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's great, because you're American.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I really liked it. I'm surprised I hadn't heard of this movie because it had a really good cast. I had fun just watching them figure it out and seeing. They kind of played with who you think is going to survive. I totally thought the teenage girl was going to just die in that bathtub, too. And it was just going to be your typical kind of grindhouse type scene. Like, it's going to, like, go in, infect her, and she's dead because she's the stupid teenage girl. But they twisted it. She ended up sticking through the entire movie, and then the guy I thought was going to stick around, like the farmer guy or whatever.
The mayor. Yeah.
He's probably also
the
farmer.
The farthest thing from a farmer in that town.
Well, he's a farmer. Name?
The mayor's name? Mayor Cogginballs.
Okay. That's right. Sorry, I forgot.
You sure about that, James?
Like 75% sure, yeah.
Okay. Audience, you should verify for yourselves. But
nah, you don't need to.
I thought he was going to make it much longer, but he died.
We just kept calling him Merle the entire time.
Yeah. Merle.
Yeah, no, I liked it. It was a fun movie. I thought this was a great pick.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
I will go last by
By logic.
Hit us,
McDoodle. I was looking for the thing. What's it called when you're the last of something and it's like by...
Order?
Selective...
By process default. Of elimination?
Default.
That's it.
No, by default.
By default also. Process of elimination is actually what I was looking for, though.
James, so, aren't you...
Negative 5 points.
Aren't you the go-to guy for thinking up words?
Yeah, I know. Except when they're like coming out of my mouth.
Minus 5 points to James.
Damn.
For... not accepting my word choice and for trying to subtract points from me.
That was the I'm rubber, you're glue approach. Nice.
Wow. Anyways.
Any points you award him bounce off him and stick right back to you?
Like how you said it like it was a philosophy that I ascribe to. Just like, yeah,
okay,
I'm a follower of the I'm rubber or you're rubber, I'm glue approach. So.
Yeah.
I see your game.
Whatever it is.
Plus 20 points to you, Ryan.
How dare you?
I will take your 20 points.
Damn.
He's selective rubber.
Selective rubber.
Flubber.
Who has not seen Flubber?
There's two versions.
Which one?
Have seen Flubber.
The Robin Williams one.
I've seen that one. Yeah. I haven't seen
Everybody's
the...
seen that one? Have yeah. you seen that? Shit.
Who,
okay.
Yeah, come on. We were all
come
kids.
On. We grew up in the 90s.
Come on, dude. Independence Day and Flubber. Americana right there.
Isn't there a commercial now that's using Flubber?
I want to say, yeah, that like they
Except
pop up
they
every...
Don't, they don't call it Flubber at all, but it looks
it's totally
exactly
Flubber.
Like it. Yeah. I don't
like
know.
Like real Flubber?
Like there's a
God, you're dumb.
Real sentient Flubber.
Oh, God,
James, you're lucky you're pretty.
Oh, shit.
You're so lucky
No,
you're pretty.
You guys don't understand. This could change the very landscape of science.
And basketball.
And basketball. Think about it, guys. My thoughts on Slither. I see where you're coming from, Stephen, but I'm going to have to agree with Michael. I thought that the movie was... I wasn't sure what to expect. I'd only heard of it like maybe once or twice before. Although I was immediately hooked when I heard Nathan Fillion and Elizabeth Banks. And surprising when I saw Merle from The Walking Dead. I was like, oh, cool. So I enjoyed the cast. But I felt that the movie was, as far as horror movies go, rather formulaic. There were a few twists, like Steve and I was expecting the mayor to live. At first, I was expecting him to die, and then he gets so far. I was just like, oh, maybe he's actually going to pull through. I'd actually kind of like to see that.
The whole time, you're like, good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. He's going to make it. And then he doesn't.
Rug sweeped out.
But yes, I won't say that the movie that I lost interest in the movie. I would say that it was keeping me engaged, but I wasn't super, super thrilled with it. I still enjoyed it in that sense, but it wasn't anything groundbreaking for me. And I'm not sure if I was to expect something groundbreaking from this movie, but I really did like the cast, and I really did like it. Some of the writing was actually pretty funny. It had some good moments, and maybe part of that was the delivery of those lines, but I felt there was some good interplay.
Gets
there
to
you
be
go.
Himself every now and then.
What's his line in the car? Like, he's just picked up everybody who survived.
How's everybody's night?
One of my favorite lines was when you first see Grant Merle in tentacle form, like about to eat a cow. And one of the older guys just goes, "It looks like something that fell off my dick in the war." I just don't know where they thought of that line, but it made me laugh out loud.
It's old man something something genitalia war end of joke.
Exactly.
You know, there's a formula to it.
Yeah.
It's in every movie.
There's a formula to everything in this movie.
Yeah, I guess I want to talk a little bit more about my thoughts too. I was
we're here for you, man.
Well, go for it. These five words we swear to you.
It's not even close, Steven.
These four words we swear to you. He didn't sing that song last week, so maybe I don't know the lyrics.
This I promise you?
No, we know that's not true.
No, he didn't sing the song.
No, we know that you know the lyrics.
Oh, no, that's true.
Oh, I was talking about an NSYNC song.
Anyway. I was disappointed in myself and in my memory of this movie, even, which I guess is kind of, I'm still glad that I picked it, you know, because that's kind of what this, the point of this podcast is. Not only introducing new movies, but revisiting old ones.
I thought we were rating lingerie this whole time.
Yeah, I know. You're,
there's actually some good lingerie in this movie.
I've been meaning to ask you why you keep bringing, like, you keep wearing this lingerie every week.
Well, maybe I just wanted to feel pretty.
I never see you do it outside of the podcast. And
well, from what you can see.
Speaking of C, that Wonder Bra is doing wonders.
Oh, thank you.
You've gone from an A to a C.
As advertised, yes. Why are we, what are we doing?
The previous, that was totally an ad, right?
Yes. Thanks. We are not sponsored yet. By the Wonder Bra.
We're not sponsored by any lingeries yet.
Ladies. So,
hint, hint, ladies.
If you want to, you know, maybe send us a bid.
FUARock.
FUARock@gmail.com.
Or just pics. Just pics.
You know, some samples.
I thought you meant like movie pics.
No, that's, yeah, of course. That's
movie pics.
Yeah, some pics showing off your product in action, you know.
Used product?
Yeah.
This is taking so many left turns.
Being used, not like used. Like in use.
You can send used products to P.O. Box.
James, you don't have a P.O. Box.
That's right, I don't.
It's for everyone he solicits lingerie from.
Call me after the podcast.
You have a lingerie phone number now, too?
I've got a burner cell.
We have slithered so far from the movie.
So I thought Slither, you know, James, you said it was, or I think it was you that said it was a fairly generic horror movie. Mm. I would go as far as to say it is kind of poorly paced horror movie, and just how long it takes for the main conflict, which is the leeches, to even show up. It's like, I want to say, almost 2/3 of the way through the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's after the midpoint. Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous. You know, we're just kind of left wondering
where it's going.
You know, what's, if the plan is to just infect this one guy, and, you know, what, I mean, obviously there's more to it than that, but it just still takes a very long time for things to get going. The climactic scene. Where they're going through the town is just not that exciting. You know, they fight one deer and then they make it to the house relatively unscathed. And then there's a very short fight scene and it's over, you know, it's just,
but you got to admit that deer fight was pretty intense.
Oh man. Yeah.
I actually found there were, I don't want to say long sections, but there were several sections where I found myself getting a little restless or bored with the movie. I was totally. Come on, just progress this already.
And yeah, it definitely wasn't scary. I still think it was pretty gross. I guess you guys,
it was fairly gross.
Yeah,
no,
it definitely had some.
I have a
moments.
Pretty high tolerance for gross, but but it had plenty of gross things. Well, like the stuff coming out of his stomach, like the tentacles that he would stab people with. That to me was gross.
Yeah, was
that was about the pinnacle of gross in this movie for me.
Abnormal bodies. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Is that everyone's thoughts?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Any more?
Hmm.
Or can we rate this thing?
Do it.
Go ahead and rate it.
Let's do some ratings.
I guess I shall start. Like I said, the first time I saw it, I probably would have rated it a little higher. You know, I don't know if it's seeing it with you guys has made me see it in a different light, or just my experience, or maybe I just on the lookout more, but definitely less of a fun time. I'm gonna give it a C+ though, because it's still barely on the edge of watchable, I guess. No, above
I'd
average.
Say it's watchable.
Barely
yeah.
above average, I would say.
I will follow. I don't have that much to add, but I had the exact same rating as you, so C+.
I'll go next. This is the premise of a B movie, but with a good cast, good acting, and it knows its rules well. Like, I keep coming back to that, but that's something movies mess up a lot. I wanted to give it a B+, but I really can't because of the pacing issue that you were talking about, Ryan. So I'm going to give it a solid B.
And James, wrap us up.
I don't have too much to add. Nathan Fillion, C.
Now, are you saying,
did you just
like,
rate Nathan Fillion?
No, sir. If you had Nathan Fillion would earn an A++ and a free back rub.
See, the way
I thought
you
were going to say lap dance.
I interpreted that as
I've been paying you installments for that back rub, and you still haven't given it to me after all these years, James.
He keeps mailing back rubs to Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion?
Out of his P.O. box.
If he were on our podcast, I would write his name as Nathan. So.
Hey, man, fingers crossed. It may happen.
James, I interpreted your Nathan Fillion C as you switched to Spanish and said Nathan Fillion.
C.
Yes.
C. Cuadrón.
All right, well, with that, Ryan and I were right on the nose. This movie gets a C+.
Oh, can I make a real quick point?
No. Yes.
Or rather, just like, what do you guys think? You remember how Grant goes over to that girl's place and she's like the first one he infects? The one with the kid that she's like, oh, my husband's out of town for this weekend or whatever. When he gets back... he was the only one who was probably out of town. When he gets back, it's just gonna be a bunch of dead bodies, and he's like, honey,
I thought he was just gonna be like, yep, sounds about right, and just turns right back around.
no better time to leave than to leave this hellhole.
Oh man, I'm that poor baby, now that I think about it.
Oh jeez, that man. Baby's dead.
I wonder if his internal monologue right as he's returning home, he's like, God, I just want to leave her. God, give me a sign.
Steven, you just really depressed me just now when you
that
said,
baby's
oh,
dead.
That baby's dead.
Well, it didn't make it.
That's the thing about these movies, like Alien versus Predator or Alien versus Predator 2. Like,
good example.
No, just like they...
Two examples that are
it's like
one movie
and
its sequel.
Yeah. Well, I said or. I think it happens in the second one. The Alien Predator hybrid thing like infects... a pregnant woman, and the alien hybrid thing like eats the baby inside of her. And that's worse than what we saw. But this is the kind of things that happens in those movies.
I like that you're pantomiming that.
I had one hand eating another. If you want to imagine, I had like two hands by my stomach and one hand ate the other.
That's kind of gross. I saw the first AVP.
I still don't think it's as bad as Human Centipede 2, though.
Oh God, so, I'm never watching.
No one ever bring that up.
Oh yeah.
You don't have a pick next week.
Dear God.
Okay. Well, before we move on to our challenge, I have a message from our sponsors.
Oh, great.
Our sponsor is Now That's What I Call Cusack. It's a compilation of John Cusack movies. Volume 1 includes such hits as Say Anything, High Fidelity,
great.
Hot Tub Time Machine,
good.
1408.
I haven't seen it.
2012.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was okay.
Pushing Tin.
I haven't seen it.
Cradle Will Rock.
I haven't seen it.
Con Air.
The Van Halen song.
Great.
Cradle. And 16 Candles.
I haven't seen it.
And this is all for the affordable price, shipped straight to your door, of $19.99.
Wow.
But wait, there's more Cusack than you can wrap your mind around. Because if you order now, you can get... Now, that's what I call Cusack 2, the Joner's Manual.
Can you entail what that is?
Complete with Joan Cusack movies.
I was just about to ask.
Love it.
Such as School of Rock.
Great.
16 Candles, again.
I haven't seen it.
Runaway Bride.
Okay.
Chicken Little. Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Great.
Toy Story 3.
Great.
Select episodes of Shameless.
I haven't seen it.
And Mars Needs Moms.
Heard it was bad.
All this can be yours for the bargain price of just $19.99. Now that's what I call Cusack.
I was just about to ask if that included Joan Cusack.
If we were still playing Would You Rather, I would ask if these were Blu-rays and various questions in that vein.
Runaway Bride and Chicken Little are Blu-ray.
Oh, perfect.
And 1408.
That's all I need.
Are any on videotape?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Perfect.
Is actually on
Beta.
On Betamax, yeah.
But only the 80s portion of that movie.
Right.
The rest is on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
please insert your Beta tape now.
It's Blu-ray 3D IMAX.
It's actually a combination. It's like part Beta tape and part Blu-ray, and you have to get a special machine to play them, you know?
That would be amazing.
So thank you for your sponsorship.
Beta Ray, yes, I believe it's called. Thank you so much.
Now that's what I call Cusack. That's an amazing collection for a very affordable price. Yeah. Glad to have you as a sponsor.
Challenge.
Michael, can we review the scores going into the challenge time?
Are we done with our challenge thing?
Challenge.
All right. In last place at -5. We have, that's not even loud enough. I don't think the mic is picking that up.
This is just going to underlay. Please continue.
I still don't think it's picking it up, but we'll see.
No, it'll work. It'll
okay. Work. At -5 points, we have McDoodle.
Playing upside down now.
James. -5 points. With nothing, neither positive nor negative points, me. At 3 points... Dubin.
Whoop.
And at 20 points, Ryan.
All right. I got this, you guys. This is a dictatorship podcast now.
No challenge.
That podcast is mine.
Encore.
So the challenge this week.
Okay.
You might recall my very first challenge was a nice little game of werewolves.
No.
Well, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 4.
Episode.
Please take the speech jammer off. It's been 3 weeks.
Wait, what did you say? Episode
you need
or
help.
Episode? Like from Power Rangers.
Episode.
Oh my gosh, why isn't there an episode? That would be the most meta weapon in the Power Rangers universe. It's like a plot device machine. I should write this out and contact Koei.
Oh, I thought
it's
it,
no
I,
use. This plot structure doesn't make any sense.
I thought
episode transform.
Oh, it's better now.
See, I think an episode is like an upgrade from an EpiPen. Like, you have something you're allergic to, but then you have to, like, give yourself Harikari with a sword to get rid of the allergy.
There was in the Power Rangers Turbo season, the second set of Zords, one of them was an ambulance who would, like, stab monsters with a giant needle. So that's the closest thing to what you just said.
I thought you were going to say he's a Zord who had epilepsy, and he was Epizord. It'd
be the most useless thing. So...
But yes, we remember werewolves.
So I thought I would keep with the trend and play another nice little mind game with you guys.
Mm.
The Vulcan mind meld.
That's dangerous.
Remember.
This one is called...
Who you are.
Lies. Or lie, specifically.
Lie.
I thought you said lice.
Lie, comma, two truths and...
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to like just go lie down and whoever was best at it.
Whoever falls asleep first.
This isn't from under a blanket. Remember, that's our spinoff podcast. That's still in the works.
We record that on Saturdays.
We
review
our naps. I had two great naps today, actually.
Oh, haven't we? Why haven't we started doing this? This is like the second or third time we brought it up, right?
Yeah. No, it's still in the works, James.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I already said that.
If you want,
continue.
We need way more sponsors before we can even think about
and
doing this.
We don't have the funding.
And I still haven't mastered the effects.
So, if you don't know how this game works, we're going to go around the table, and each person will tell two truths about themselves and one lie in any order that they deem fit. And the rest of the challengers will try and figure out which one was the lie. I will, let you guys decide who goes first. As per usual, there will be some points for those who speak up.
I'll go first.
Okay, Michael, go for it.
All right. So my first truth, wait, do I tell you what they are? Do I label it?
I think you just say three
things.
No,
you say three things.
And then we got to figure
it out.
I'll
just say my first truth, my second truth, and my third truth, and then I'll wink at you.
just say I.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Michael Jordan refused to take a picture with me because I was wearing Reeboks and he's endorsed by Nike. I was 9 years old. I was once approached on 6th Street in Austin, legitimately mistaken for Jack Black, and asked to serenade a group of drunks. Despite winning the blind round of the audition when I was in music school, I was denied a spot in the New York version of the Blue Man Group because I'm 2 inches too short.
I guess these sound rehearsed. The third one seems the most far-fetched.
But that's why it could
be. You said blind audition?
Yeah, like behind a curtain just so they listen how you play.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What was the first one again?
That now seems more plausible.
Michael Jordan refused to take a picture of me because I was wearing Reeboks
picture
instead
of
Nikes.
Hey, Mike, take a picture of me. No, I can't. No,
picture with me.
Why not? your shoes, kid.
I like to think before that he was just like, yeah, sure, kid. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I like to think Michael was yelling at Michael Jordan while he was on the court playing.
Mike, take a picture of me.
Michael's hanging from the rim. He's like, yeah, kid, whatever.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Which one was that?
The Michael Jordan.
The Michael Jordan one.
I don't know. It seems far-fetched, but I've heard some bad stories about people meeting Michael Jordan in person and him being quite rude to them. What was the second one?
I was approached on the street, mistaken for Jack Black, legitimately, and asked to serenade a group of drunks.
You don't quite look enough like Jack Black to mistake, but like, they were drunk. They're drunk on 6th Street. I'm going to say that's true. One or three. I'm going to say one.
The Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
You both agree it's one?
Yeah.
Do you participate?
Oh, okay. I can.
Sure.
Because you can.
See, to me, the second one just sounds like a fantasy that you would have had.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I know you love Tenacious D so much, and your voice is comparable to Jack Black's. So I
actually got that at work like a week ago. I was driving someone to Universal Studios, and they were like, "Do you ever get that you sound like Jack Black?" And I was like, "Eh." And they were like, "Yeah, that's it."
It is kind of the most plausible of the three, though. I don't know. I'm just going to go with three just because it would be crazy if that were true.
Which one?
The Blue Man Group audition.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's a lie. So.
Do I reveal now?
Yes, please.
That was a lie. The Blue Man Group.
Okay.
They don't hold auditions unless you meet the physical profile. Like, that's the first thing they do is that we... Like, I was interested in auditioning, but it was because, like, I didn't get to because
I was
too short.
I knew you were a percussionist, so yeah. I was like, I could see that
could
actually
see him,
happening.
Yeah, behind the curtain, impressing him with the drums.
I like that your lie was entrenched in truth. That's kind
of
the best
one, sort
yeah.
of lie.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
That means something in Spanish.
I'll go?
I don't know what.
I'll go?
Something.
I'll go something. Oh, you literally mean the word something. Oh my gosh, my mind is just blowing up right now. That is good. Give me a high five, sir.
It's like Steven's in a time warp. He's living 4 seconds before the rest of us.
I know, I was like, I'll go, I'll translate. Okay, my three things.
If you were to look at all of our faces, you would see like my face as I go through that thought process. And then I'm like, oh, something. And then I look over at Steven and I see him having the exact same thought process.
It was, for me, it was like watching a Vine video, but the person in it kept changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And it only looped once.
Go for it, Steven.
My family was in an ad for Embassy Suites magazine. My first copy of Star Wars I bought in 2004. I like to emphasize this is the original trilogy. Original trilogy.
You say it a
original
third time. Okay.
Trilogy.
So,
and
the,
I'm surprised I haven't.
Okay.
A very related fact, and I'm sure this will surprise none of you. For a long time in my childhood, I thought Bon Jovi and Luke Skywalker were the same person. Go.
God, I just don't care. Do we all have our own opinions, or can we like have a huddle?
I thought you were going to say have a hug.
Just talk it out.
Have a hug, guys.
Talk it out.
Go for it.
I'd say he probably got the original trilogy before 2004.
Yeah, I got it in like 99, and I can't imagine Steven getting it like after me.
That's the one I would probably pick.
But also I think he would put it in there because it sounds like it's such an obvious lie that it's probably true. It's the one he's throwing us with. Like, and he said he bought it, so maybe he saved up with his allowance to buy his own copy, but his family had already owned it or something like that. He already had it around the house.
That's sneaky. Care to weigh in, or are you?
No,
kinda,
I'm out until you guys make your guesses. What was the
Embassy
second
Suites.
One? No, what was the second one? The first one was Embassy.
First one was Embassy Suites. Second one was Star Wars 2004.
Oh, okay. And what was the third?
Bon Jovi and Skywalker.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Bon Skywalker.
I was just about to say that. Luke Jovi.
Ron Jovi. Everyone look up Ron Jovi.
Ron.
All right, James, what do you think?
I can see the Luke Skywalker Bon Jovi thing. Up until what age was it? Or did you specify?
No, he still thinks it.
Oh,
he
okay.
Hey, how's that Luke Skywalker concert we saw? He didn't do his Joker impression.
Pretty awesome, actually.
I mean, I don't know exactly what age is just childhood. It's like,
right.
Like those early memories before you can really...
Could you imagine, though, if Mark Hamill was Bon Jovi? Like...
I did. So, yes.
Yes, I can imagine that.
No, I believe that one is true.
Yeah. What was the first one again?
Embassy Suites. His family was a man.
I can see that.
I can, but if we say it and then he's like, ha, it was the Radisson. I got you. Typical Steuben.
More random facts. The first Serta bed I ever slept on was in a Radisson.
The first what?
Serta bed, you know, like you plug in a number. Sleep number beds.
Oh.
Oh, that's not Serta. Sleep number. Those are two different things.
Serta,
that was,
you know,
the lie.
With the sleep numbers.
That's
wait a second. All right, guys. Time to make a guess.
I'm going to go with two.
The
Star Wars
2004.
It seems too late. It might be what you were saying. I might be wrong, but I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah.
Michael?
I'm going to go... with the first one.
Your pick, Ryan?
See, I could have sworn I heard something about your family being in some kind of ad. I also could have sworn you said something about not even seeing Star Wars until relatively later in life. So I'm going to go with the third one, the Bon Jovi Luke Skywalker one.
Oh, my God.
So we have one for
one of us is right.
So I'm really good at this, is what this amounts to. So the lie was my family was in an ad for Embassy Suites.
Yeah!
It wasn't my entire family. My dad in that ad was some actor, and I was like, "You're not my dad."
Was it Mark Hamill?
It was Bon Jovi. Was it Skywalker?
It can't be. That's impossible.
And then he gave me a copy of Star Wars, and it was 2004. No, it was like,
and
the
he
90s.
Was like, "I'm not your father.
I am not your father."
So you once again entrenched your lie in a bit of truth. So
yes.
That's, you know, I said. I could have sworn I heard something about this before.
Yeah,
I think I told you this story
a while back. I was like...
I didn't remember it well enough, though.
I thought that's what I was counting on. I was like, I think it's been long enough.
It's very good, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right, James.
McDoodle.
McDoodles.
James McDoodles. We got some stories to tell us.
Who you texting?
Someone.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. You don't have contacts. You don't have friends.
Algun.
Algun. Hold on, can you guys...
He's that Spanish guy, right?
I honestly, I didn't know that we were supposed to prepare these beforehand. Oh. So, do we have any more sponsors?
Well, I can do Ryan. Mine. Yeah, I can do mine in the meantime.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I need a third one still, though.
Okay, I'm going to talk.
Your last name is Evans.
Tell me when you're ready.
No, I'm just gonna go for it.
Okay.
Steven trying to filibust. Steuben trying to filibust.
Okay, so I am somewhat fluent in German. I have been to a total of 8 countries on 3 different continents. And I got my first editing software in 7th grade.
What was the first one again?
Fluent and semi-fluent in
German. Semi-fluent in German.
Okay, I'm pretty sure the 7th grade editing thing is a truth. I remember us talking about this.
Yeah, he edits like a 7th grader.
Why are you still using iMovie 02?
That's not what I said.
No, because I remember being shocked that he started editing before I did. So I'm like really sure that's true. It might have been earlier than 7th grade, but I'm pretty sure 7th grade sounds right.
I think he's been to 8 countries, but not on 3 different continents.
What 3 continents would he have been on? North America, obviously.
Well, Europe. Then South America or Europe.
I've never heard him talk about going to South America, though.
Yeah. Antarctica?
Is Antarctica a country? Is there a government that rules it? I always thought that was just open.
I'm sorry. It was 4 different continents.
Oh, geez. Now we have to come up with 2.
I know he's been to Africa.
I think that's... Has he?
Mm-hmm. No. You're just changing your lie around.
I know he's been there.
Okay.
Where?
To Africa.
It's going to take a lot to drag me away
may change my mind.
I'm sure he's been to... Probably I know you've Europe.
Talked, yeah, everyone.
Where's probably Europe?
I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong. It's Proboli.
Okay. It's Italian.
Yeah, everyone knows that place.
Okay. What was the first one?
I'm semi-fluent in German.
That's never, the most non-committal statement.
I've never heard him speak anything
German.
It's
like how, I'm also... semi-fluent in Spanish and that like we were raised in around a lot of Spanish culture, so I can recognize a lot of it.
Okay, you know? I'm going to say that's the lie. I'm sure he was raised around German culture,
saying that I'm on that level.
Yeah, no, but I don't, I wouldn't know if you would call yourself semi-fluent because I made German potato salad last week and he didn't say anything. He didn't say, oh, just like Papa used to make.
Because he's not you.
I've talked about like, oh, I love Fredericksburg because of German food. And he's never been like, hey, Steven, you know what's really good? And then pronouncing a dish really well. And I'd be like, good job, sir.
Well,
that's the lie.
Here's the thing. I have a hard time imagining him being semi-fluent in any language because of his English speaking ability.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
It's so poor. So like that's the part that's a stretch for me to believe that he's semi-fluent.
So you agree with me, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
What was the third thing again?
First editing software in 7th grade.
Yeah, I believe that.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I'm going to say...
He's going to say, huh?
What if it wasn't 7th grade? What if it was 8th grade or 6th grade?
Then he's...
I remember him talking about upperclassmen in the same story that he mentioned. That unless
the 7th grade count as upperclassmen?
Like, them, if he was in 8th grade, depending... In most schools, 8th grade, that's it for that school. Then you go to high school.
When did you get your first, Steven?
9th grade. Okay, well, 8th grade, if you want to count Windows Movie Maker.
I'm going to say 7th grade editing software because it's believable.
Yeah, no, it has to be 7th grade because I got Windows Movie Maker in 8th grade and I was still like, oh, you started editing, period, before I did. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, so 7th grade. I'm going to go to 7th grade. It can't be 8th grade.
He said 7th grade.
I know. So, like, you were asking maybe 8th grade, and I'm like, I'm saying it can't be 8th grade because of that comparison I made.
Wait, so you're going with 7th grade as the lie?
No, that's the truth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe it too.
All right.
I'm going with the countries and continents thing.
I believe.
I think you're just tweaking those numbers. You're twerking.
You're twerking.
The numbers. And now you are, I don't know what that was. Oh, God.
He's actually
it.
Twerking.
This is what twerking. Vine
we
was
need,
made
We
for.
Need a vlog.
We do have a vlog, but my camera's too far.
Is he slithering?
He's slithering on the floor right now.
Guys, I think he's having a seizure.
What house would he be in Harry Potter?
Hufflepuff.
Gryffindor.
No one wants to be in Hufflepuff.
I took the test. I'm in Gryffindor.
I'm in Gryffindor. I know.
You guys are going with Fluence?
No, I'm going with Gryffindor.
I'm going with...
Let's be honest. We all took that test, putting answers down. That's what a Gryffindor would put down. We all did that.
Probably.
I didn't take the test.
That was the lie.
I'm going Slytherin. With option number two, the countries and continents thing.
Steven?
Number one, semi-fluent in German. I made German potato salad. Didn't say
number
anything.
Three, editing software.
No. Watch that be it. Ryan, what was it?
The lie is the German.
I
took 12 hours of German in college. I don't remember a word of it, though. So.
I really like how my potato salad thing was like, he didn't say a single thing. Steven, maybe it's because it was horrible. Maybe it's because you cooked it in a slow cooker.
You call this German? Maybe it's because you tried to put flour in it.
I can
we'll
say
just
like...
in the sauce.
I can say like, wir gehen zum Kirbylin auf Kirby Queso essen.
And then the guy...
That was German.
That's about it, yeah.
Semi-fluent.
Lesson one, how to order
Kirby
Queso.
They were all true. Yes, Kirby Lane is definitely a
true expression.
Yes. Okay, I think I've got something.
You ready, McDoodles?
I'm ready. Okay. I have been a stage performer since the age of 6.
I like that you're like looking around to let it sink
I'm,
in.
I'm letting it sink in.
Like if we
I'm
know what the word 6 in. Means. Any
six.
Questions?
6. Guys,
he's like
this many.
He has a pile of 6 things, and he's moving them over one at a time, very slowly, just so we
our
can
heads
keep,
are moving
keep up with
in time.
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
That's
okay.
The one.
I ran out scared from the theatrical release of Toy Soldiers.
I could see that.
I totally believe that.
Yeah.
That movie freaked me out when I was a kid.
And I have been interviewed more than once for. A local news story.
Oh, I
not the same
that.
Local news story, different local news stories in different localities.
I think that'd be better if you were interviewed multiple times for the same story.
I already know my answer. Number okay. two.
Was that Toy
Soldiers? Toy Soldiers. You did not run out of Toy Soldiers scare.
What year was that? 98?
I don't
know. Really hope that's right and that you just know Toy Soldiers.
Hold on.
I'm going to have it on tape at home.
Well, see, I... kind of believe you because I saw that I wasn't allowed to see it when it came out in theaters because it was PG-13.
Mm.
Really?
I wasn't allowed to see it at the time.
Are we talking about like that CG movie?
No.
Is that that's, toy, this that's is a movie story. Where at the end that like there's good toys that come to life, bad toys that come to life, and at the end the good toys hide under a satellite dome and that protects them from whatever. Yeah. Okay.
It's the one that follows the soldiers, right?
What? No, it's like these toys come to life.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
about humans like trying to fight them and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Who was the cast?
I don't know.
There was like a kid in that who was really
yeah,
recognizable.
Yeah, he was the main character.
Because
he was in a bunch of stuff in the 90s.
Because what I'm
guys,
Googling,
guys, let's
hold on. What I'm Googling is
I'd
a
give that
different
movie
film
for a rating
called Toy Soldiers, but it doesn't have the same box art. It has Sean Astin.
Oh, wait.
In it. It's a different thing.
No, I'm thinking of Small Soldiers.
Small
You're
Soldiers.
Right.
Is that the one
oh,
you meant?
Oh, yes. Small yeah. Soldiers. Sorry, I messed
then
up.
That's the lie.
Okay.
For him to run out of toy soldiers in 1991, you would have had very developed motor skills.
You
would have
not been born. Crawled right
were
out
you
of the cradle.
Were you alive in 91?
Huh?
Were you alive?
I was born in 91, actually.
So very developed motor skills.
Very developed. Yeah.
Wait, it actually came out?
It was Small soldiers that I was thinking of.
Small Soldiers came out in 91?
No, I think that
toy
was
Toy Soldiers
okay.
came
okay.
out in 91.
Cool. See,
Small
see,
Soldiers
yeah,
came
I
out
could,
in 98, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
If I could finish my train of thought. So I wasn't allowed to see that. In the theaters, I saw it without my parents knowing about it at a friend's house, of course. Mm.
I had a bad influence too.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
They know now.
That was how I saw Terminator as well. Oh, nice. I saw Terminator way too young.
That movie had a pretty good cast.
Terminator?
No,
Small Soldiers.
Phil Hartman, Dennis Leary.
I do believe that James' parents are cooler than mine, so I think that they would let him see it in the theater. I think that's the truth.
But that doesn't change the fact if he would run out scared or not.
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
think
but so. I was freaked out by that movie when I saw it when I was, you know,
7, 8
9, whatever.
So you would have been 7. What were the other two again? I've been so committed to this one that the other two have just fallen by the wayside.
Theater,
stage actor since 6.
I've been a stage actor since 6, and I've been interviewed multiple times for local news stories.
I believe stage actor.
I'm going to say that the local news stories is a lie.
I know of at least one. Well, I don't know if he was a part of it. I know Andy was interviewed for Action Man.
Mm.
I don't know if. I think you were a part of that interview too. I believe the interview one, just because I can already pinpoint one.
Yeah, I believe everyone, a lot of people have been interviewed by the local news, myself included.
And I know that you, I mean, the only thing to dispute about the first one is like the actual age. Because I know you told me you've been doing improv camp like really long time ago.
I'm going to go with number 2.
Small Soldiers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael?
Me too.
Oh, our...
Well, just for posterity, I'm going to say number 3.
It was number 2.
Nice. What movie did you really run scared out of?
I ran out scared, believe it or not, from Toy Story.
Wow. Whoa, wow. Wait.
When Sid was like,
yes.
Was torturing shit.
Yes. I was like, there's one scene. Yes.
And Muppet Treasure Island. Even though I love that movie.
By the way, that's a movie I haven't seen since it like came out and really want to rewatch.
Oh my God, it's such
I
a good
probably
movie.
Probably haven't seen it.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's such a good movie. Muppet Treasure Island, Casablanca, okay. And Children of Men. The best triple bill you'll ever see next
one
week.
One night?
One night and one night only.
What's right, the through line? What ties them together?
I'm going to give out some points here, you guys.
Okay.
To Steven.
Jeez.
Juice. Is that German?
Juice.
I don't know. You tell me.
Duh.
I knew it.
That's Russian, actually.
More lies.
Steven, I'm going to give you 20 points.
Woo.
23 points.
Woo.
Yeah.
23
just
points.
Just to keep me from using my age.
You're giving
like,
him.
I'm giving him 23 points.
So I have 26 total.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
You stumped one person.
I stumped two people.
No, we all picked different ones.
Yeah. So I stumped.
So you stumped one two people. That's right. Okay.
But not me. I see through you, Steuben.
And you also, for me personally, at least you had me believing that at least parts of all three were true. So
mm-hmm.
It was very difficult for me to come up with one. You did a very good job.
Thank you.
James
McDoodles.
McDoodles. You stalled the podcast. That was a little it's a little uncool of you. I'm not gonna count you too hard for it though. I'm going to give you 25 points.
Oh wow. Thank you.
Because I you didn't these two guys both guessed it correctly, but again for me personally I was very much into talking about Small Soldiers again, so that was a lot of fun.
I was like inwardly, I was like, "Oh God, somebody don't ask me too many questions about this movie because actually I haven't even watched it."
Okay.
Should have stuck with Toy Soldiers. At the age of 91,
age of one.
You're like no, or at the age of 0.
At the age of 91,
yeah.
I was born
in 91.
Oh, okay.
And you would have just been in theaters, and you're like, "Mom,
come on, let's get out.
Let's leave."
My baby talks. I walked out of Osmosis Jones.
Yeah,
because you didn't like it.
Yeah,
understandable.
Michael, I award you 17 because your stories were good. I don't know.
Only 17? I pinpointed both of their lies.
It was so long ago. I don't remember.
So this is a time when going first hurts you. I was about to go first and Michael like stole it from me too. He like covered my mouth and he was like, "I'll go."
I don't even, it was the Blue Man Group and the Michael Jordan thing.
Jack Black.
And the Jack Black. Yeah, those were all right, I guess. I'm going to stick with 17 though.
That is unfair.
I just like the image of him yelling at Michael Jordan while playing to take a picture of him.
Now here's the epilogue to that story.
I'm going to give myself 40 points for that image in Steven's mind.
30?
In my mind.
40.
40, okay.
Yeah, how did that play
out? Yeah, epilogue to that story. Me, my mom, and my aunt, and my grandma all regrouped, and we're like, oh, do we go buy Nikes? What do we do? What do we do? We ended, and there's actually a picture of me with Michael Jordan walking down a hall while he's talking to news reporters, and I am barefoot.
I would have just figured take pictures from the not shoes. Like, don't put the shoes in the pictures. Let's just frame up.
Who takes pictures with feet in them? Like my grandma.
Yeah.
Well, he did. Jordan didn't want to risk it.
Oh. So can you see your bare feet in the picture?
Oh, yeah.
That's still weird.
Because he's walking down a hallway, like it was the only shot my mom could get. She's like walking backwards. We're like walking toward. He's talking to like interviewers who, by the way, they're in like Birkenstocks and like whatever they want on their feet. It doesn't even matter. Yet I had to take off my shoes.
That'd be great if everyone who ever talked to him, he was like, you got to wear Nikes.
All right, Michael, what's our point total?
Me with a unfair 17 points for playing the hell out of this game. No one guessed any of mine. Oh, you did.
No, I did.
You did. But the
They didn't, though.
But they didn't.
But to me personally.
17 points for me. The only reason I'm fighting this so much is this is the first time I've come in last place.
Oh, no.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, that needs to change.
I'm usually in, like, first or second.
I guess you're just too good.
Well, I'm always in last place.
Let's take him down a couple pegs.
Right. You had, like, a really bad losing streak.
Continue, Mike.
In second place with...
Wait, who's third?
In first place with 60 points, Ryan.
Okay.
In third place with 20 points, Jubes.
Jubes.
Yes.
Jubes McDoodle.
I pulled out of the slump.
And in second place...
Out of the slump.
And our silver medal / winner of the week... Me, I'm awarding myself more points. I'm just kidding, Steuben.
Yeah.
Steuben.
So I'm picking
I guess
the,
you get to pick after
the
all.
The last movie of
our Halloween,
of Halloween
of fun month.
All right, so I'm going to... I think every movie we've watched has had a monster element. Let's see, we had aliens in this one. We had zombies. The last one, what was the ones before that?
What was James? Trolls.
We had trolls.
Goblins. Actually,
and then
goblins.
I'm picking the goblins. That's right. I'm going to round it off. We haven't had any vampires, so we're going to watch Vampires Los Muertos next week.
Huh.
Is it in Spanish?
No.
Okay.
But I won't tell you any more than that.
I was really hoping you'd say Shark and pick Jaws because I still haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
Does Sharknado count as a horror movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Guys, we're going to watch
Vampire Sharks.
No, the
Vampires Los Muertos.
Vampires Los Muertos. And then, just for fun, we're going to watch Sharknado and not talk about it at all.
Yep.
So, I haven't seen it.
I have not seen it.
I assume you guys haven't either.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
This is great.
Very cool.
I don't think I've even heard of it.
Nope.
I think this is the first time I've had all three people
seen
my pick.
No.
All right.
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, well, yeah.
No. Okay,
well,
that's
true.
But a lot of us heavily knew about it.
That was three exclamation points picked, too.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, sir.
All right.
I have some reader mail.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
This is from
reader mail.
Wait, we have readers?
Mail.
Oh, they're not readers.
this is from Terrell.
Do we have a Braille version of our podcast?
We have a loyal listener in Terrell. Aww. So thank you very much for writing us in again. Subject line: more like from under a stock lull.
Is he referring to our stocks, Wall Street?
Oh, yeah. I guess he
podcast.
Is. Thank you.
Wait, is he making a pun off the title of our podcast?
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't get that at all.
Did he say stock lull, like stock LOL?
Stock LOL, yes.
Okay.
I thought it was stock lull.
Here, let me read and find
stock
out.
Stock lull
Thanks for your letter, Terrell.
Let me read and find out if there's a deeper meaning.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Saw Slither a long time ago, so I had to Wikipedia to bring back memories. They were mostly bad ones. Unpopular opinion, I don't understand, like the nostalgia for old slasher monster movies. I like the movies themselves, but modern knockoffs rarely seem sincere, and to me they use the nostalgia in place of any original ideas. What do you guys think?
I agree.
I think that's
agree.
A very well-written email.
I agree with that point, especially for
Was it
last week's.
Did he use proper punctuation?
It's It's kind of all over the place.
Okay, I'm going to give him a C+.
You know, it's actually pretty good. He uses a little too many slashes for me.
Yeah. But he is talking about slasher things. Maybe it's like an homage to slasher.
Oh my gosh,
film.
Okay. Yep, too deep for me, Terrell.
It's literary, it's visual poetry.
Yeah, I feel like you're going for too deep. I'm going to go with a Yeah, I'll do a C+.
I'm going to go a solid B.
Terrell, okay. I give you an A-.
Wow. You would.
You must have been paid off, right?
Thank you for the money, Terrell.
Terrell paid you off to write his email.
So that, hold on.
Guys, we get sponsored enough to be able to feed ourselves. I don't understand.
If you want to watch Vampires Los Muertos and write in your thoughts, it's going to be fuarock@gmail.com or tweet us at fuarockpodcast.
Nice.
You did it.
And
you did it.
Ryan, what was your rating for Terrell?
B.
It was a B? So that means... Terrell, you get a B minus. So, nice. You know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's right in Bullworth territory.
All
right. Yeah.
So we could watch Bullworth or read Terrell's email, and they'd give us about the same kind of satisfaction.
Or read Bullworth or read. Watch Terrell.
Oh, if only.
Steven, tell us about Hyperdrive.
We are slowly but surely getting back into the habit of making videos. We have a funny one coming out later today. I'm going to upload it right after this podcast finishes, actually, starring Michael Sosh and myself.
Boo. Keep in mind, this comes out...
So this came out last week.
Five days ago.
Last Thursday, because it's almost midnight, so it'll be early, early Thursday morning by the time this comes up.
Thank you very much. Do you want to tease the video at all, what it's about?
You know... There wasn't any inner monologues in this movie we watched, and I think life could use more of them. Check out the video we did.
Intriguing.
And also, Steven's package.
And my package.
Captivating.
Very.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take it around the table one last time.
I'm James McDoodles.
I'm Steven Zurita.
And I'm Ryan Evans. Thank you once again for joining us for...
From Under a Rock.
Rock.